We are in Shulchan Aruch. We're starting Siman Bet on page Vav. Siman Bet on page Vav. Din Levishas Begadim. How do you get dressed in the morning? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, page Vav. See Din Levishas Begadim? Yeah?
I'm in Vav and I don't say the...
Right next to the bet. I just read the title. I just read the title. Din Levishas Begadim is the title.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay, got it. Okay, sorry.
Aleph. Lo yulbash chaluko miyushav. One should not put on his clothing or tunic, in this case, miyushav, sitting down. Ela yikach chaluko viyachnisbo rosha uzrootav beodenu shochev. But rather, he should take this garment and put it in his head and then his hands while he's still lying down. V'nimsa k'shiyakum shehu mechuse. And then it turns out that when he's sitting up, when he stands up, he'll be covered up. Bet, we'll come back to that. Al yomar hinani b'chadrei chadarim miro'eni. Don't say I'm sitting in the innermost places. Who will see me? Meaning, there's nobody else in the room. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu melokol aretz kvado, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the whole world with His glory. So most people tend to write off this siman for the following reason, and that is the premise of this siman is. Shalom. The premise of this siman is that back in the day, people used to sleep without any clothing under the covers. There was no such thing as pajamas. Since they were totally uncovered, well, they were covered up, and they were covered under the covers. Since they were totally unclad under the covers, when they got up, if they were to remove the covers, they would be totally exposed and then get dressed. But like we just read in Siman Bet, it's not proper for a person to be totally exposed. Therefore, they would have this tunic, which was a full body garment. If you put it on over your head and you put your arms through while you were still underneath the covers, then as the covers came off, the tunic came down and you were always covered. So most people think, since we wear pajamas and we are generally covered, bizman hazeh, so then this doesn't apply anymore. The answer could not be farther from the truth. Okay, and we'll talk about how that works. Let's see and just think critically for a second about what happens in the Mishnah Berurah. Miyushav, he says in the Mishnah Berurah Aleph. De'az be'achreach yitgaleh gufo. That if he then sits up, like we said, if the person's not wearing any clothing, then immediately that person will be uncovered. V'adam sarich lehitnaheg b'tzniut uvushal lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person needs to act with tzniut, with modesty, and with embarrassment before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like he says, he was basically quoting it from the next Seif. Even if it's nighttime and he's in his bedroom, halo malokol aretz kavado, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the whole world. Meaning, the night and day is the same by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't matter whether the light's on or the light's off. A person's not allowed to be exposed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the room with him or her. So he says, V'chein sarich lizaher tamid. A person therefore needs to always. So the context of the Shulchan Aruch is when you get up in the morning. But this halacha applies always. A person always needs to be, because of this, careful from revealing oneself. Because of this reason, that he should never unnecessarily expose him or herself. Even a little bit. Now here's our first key phrase. Anything that's normally covered up, always. Meaning one should not ever expose something that's normally covered up always. We'll put everything together when we get to the end of this Mishnah Berurah. Aval, rashai legalot yado ad kuvado. A person can expose their arm up until the elbow. Kuvado is an elbow. It says marpek on the bottom, the targum. The tzavaro ad achaze, and the neck until the collarbone.
This is for men and women?
So this is also misunderstood. Snias doesn't only apply to women.
No,
everybody else in the room.
Awesome.
No, so in terms of Hilchot Sniut, so the women's Sniut gets a little bit more complicated and there are more varied opinions. I'm not posking on by women for Sniut for women. We're talking about here just a lower level of general Sniut, which we'll explain in a second, is a totally different category than women's Sniut, which tends to be a little bit more extreme.
No, because I'm just surprised that it says here. Okay.
So wait till we hear what Rav Moshe Feinstein says and puts the whole thing in perspective.
Okay.
Tov. He says, therefore, if a person has shoes or socks, socks should also be put on and off under the covers, right? You were looking for chumras, Lynn. There's your chumra. You have to take on and off your socks under the covers also. Right? But nobody does that. That's not in the getter of what we normally call tznius. So we have to figure out how that works. So again, we're talking a totally different level of tznius here. Shelo legalot raglav, that the person's feet or their legs shouldn't be uncovered. Why? So again, here's our second key phrase. Shedarkan liyot michusot leolam. These are things which are always covered. The midinot elu in our places. She'ein holchim yachef afilu b'kayit. The people in the summers wouldn't even walk barefoot. V'chein kol kayotze bazen. So too, all of these types of things. Unless there's no other way, meaning if you're stuck, you're stuck, which we'll also come back to that line as well. Last phrase here, and then we'll explain how Rav Moshe explains this siman. So too, let's say you're in a bathhouse. In our days, comparable to that would be, let's say, your bathroom, which has a bath and a shower in it, right? Or any bathroom for that matter. Let's say you're in a bathroom. Shedarkan shel bnei adam lilech sham arumim, that it's normal for people to be unclad in a bathroom wearing no clothing. The efshar bnei nachan, there's no other way. Shulchan Aruch is not requiring you to shower fully dressed, right? There's no other way. What are you going to do if you're in a bathroom? If you're in a bathhouse, that's what you're doing. You're taking a bath. You're not going to have your clothing on. The efshar bnei nachan ein bazem mishum pritzut. There's no issue of pritzut in such a case. He also gives a case when they used to go to bathe, they would actually go down to the Nahar, they would go down to the river. So he talks about, you know, if people were going to the river. Nowadays, if we go to swim in the river, let's assume that I think they're wearing a bathing suit. But that would be a case in that time of when they wouldn't be wearing clothing because there's no other way to actually act in those situations. So the question becomes, how then do you practically do any of this? And how does this relate to us Bezman Hazeh? So if Moshe Feinstein in Yoradea Chela Gimel, Siman Mem Zayin, he has a whole long tshuva about how this applies Bizman Hazeh. And he has a few important key points. He says that this halacha varies based on place. That's what the meaning. He's just basically, he pulls out the key lines of the Mishnah Berurah and puts them together and gives us a picture. Right? The Mishnah Berurah has said, b'midinot elu, that this can depend on the place. That what this, again, not for women's tznut, but in a broader tznut for both men and women, this lower level of tznut, this goes by the place that you live in. It applies to whatever you would keep covered up in your house, even if other people were over. So for guys, let's say, if guys were in a house where there are only guys over, where, you know, your roommates are around, or somebody's coming over, your friend's coming over to visit, and you're comfortable sitting there with your feet kicked up on the desk in shorts and a t-shirt, so then the bottom line bar is shorts and a t-shirt. Technically speaking, if you were a guy and you're totally okay and you're just wearing shorts and not even wearing a t-shirt, I would say maybe to contemplate what you'd, you know, what kavod means in general and what other people may or may not want to see. But the idea is whatever you would feel comfortable normally wearing. So it's same thing for women's clothing. Whatever you would feel comfortable with other people coming over to the house and that's what you're wearing, then that's the minimal level of tznut that we're talking about here, that a person should always be covered up. Whatever pajamas a person wears in their bedroom around their family, like those types of things are all considered within the gedder of this level of tznut. That means if you're wearing that minimal amount, we'll stick with let's say our guy's example of shorts and a t-shirt, or let's say even take it one step further, let's say maybe even sweatpants and a t-shirt, right? Let's say you would always wear a sweatpants and t-shirt in your house. What it's saying is, if you're wearing that, you're totally fine. And if you're wearing a t-shirt and you want to switch your shirt that's over your t-shirt, you can do that wherever you want. But what that also means is, if you want to take off your t-shirt and change your t-shirt, if you want to take off your shorts and change your shorts, that you need to do under the covers. Anywhere where you expose yourself, that's Melokal Aretz Kavodo, and it's us to do such a thing. We'll give more kulas in a second. But baseline, that's what he's saying to start with. That we're talking about what a person normally would wear, and if it's something that you would normally wear, if you take it off and want to change it, halacha lemaaseh, a person is chayav to change it in a way that's tsanua, which means at the moment under the covers. Clear so far? Want a couple more kulas?
Yes, please.
Yeah? Okay. Good. Tov. Now, also says Rav Moshe, based on the concept of the Beit HaMerchatz and the Nahar, you can also change in any place where it's normal to be unclad. like a bathroom. It doesn't have to just be under the covers. So since, for us, when we go into the bathroom, that's where our bath and our shower are, if you want to change your t-shirt, or you want to change your shorts, or you want to change from your pajamas into your clothing, it's totally 100% mutter to do that in the bathroom. The premise of the Shulchan Aruch is that evidently, the bedroom is not considered a place where you're normally unclad. Why that is a question mark. But the bedroom, even though that would be the normal place you would think to change, and they were all sleeping totally totally unclad in their bedrooms, despite that, the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that that's not a place that considered a place where you're normally undressed. Therefore, you again, if it's something that you are normally wearing that you want to change, you're required to change it in a tsanua way. But a tsanua way means either under the covers or in the bathroom. That's something that a person should actually be maragel themselves to start getting used to. That's something which a person should absolutely do. Now, Rav Moshe also says that one can rely on these kulos. One can rely on these kulas, since the whole din itself, this whole part of Shulchan Aruch, this whole din, is only a minag chasidus, which is also important to know. It's important to know what's meikar hadin and what's not meikar hadin. So, since says Rav Moshe, this whole siman is a minag chasidus, it means that a person should do it. Rav Demsel Paskin is that a person absolutely should follow this minag chasidus. It's not one of these. It's not something which a person should take lightly. However, if a person is going to get into a situation where they're stuck and they need to change their shorts in the bedroom, it's not the end of the world. They're not over on something meikar hadin. It's a minag chasidus that we should follow, but they're not over on it meikar hadin. Similarly, and I think, I forget who I saw this or who I heard this from, that like, especially by women, changing clothing can be more of a, can be more involved. Women are more particular about what they're wearing. Guys throw on a t-shirt, women tend to want to look a little bit more put together all the time. Guys need a little bit of hadracha to make sure that they look more put together all the time. That because of that, if something's going to be tremendously inconvenient, if they're going to be late to something important, and like it's going to be a whole thing to take the whole new set of clothing, to bring it to the bathroom, to change, you forgot this thing, you have to walk out, there's other people in the house, this whole thing, that again, since it's a min ha-chasidus, there's room to be meikil. But again, ideally, it's not the biggest deal in the world. One should try to just normalize themselves. They could just in the bathroom. So instead of now, since I learned this in Shulchan Aruch, it's a simple thing. Instead of putting my hanger with my pants and my button-down shirt and my tzitzis and my belt, I used to leave it right on the dresser in my room. So now, before I go to sleep at night, I hang the shirt and the pants from the shower. I put the belt and the tzitzis also in the bathroom. When I get up and go wash up in the morning, so I also just get dressed in the bathroom in the morning. Meaning, if you just don't make it a big deal, it's not a big deal. And by doing that, you follow this minhag chasidus, which is also a halacha, but it's a minhag chasidus. You're able to follow this minhag chasidus, which many, many people take very seriously. So these are just different ways to incorporate this halacha into our daily lives, should a person decide that they want to engage this halacha, which again, while it's a minhag chasidus, is a very strongly recommended minhag chasidus. As we said, in terms of the shorts and pants thing, just to be aware that Rav Nevensol happens to paskin. Rav Nevensol paskins according to the Shulchan Aruch, but he also says that for guys certainly, that while short sleeves are okay, general covered in general should involve wearing pants and not shorts. But again, that's Rav Nevensol. It's one position. It's one psak. And I certainly would say, having lived amongst guys for a long time, that there are many guys who would say that shorts and t-shirt are okay. Every person on
for
his
or
on his level. You came in afterward. No, well, we can catch up later.
I'm really scared right now.
We'll get to tefillah. They're not even talking about tefillah yet. We're just talking about getting up in the morning. Right. Very good. Any questions on when, where, and how to get dressed in the morning or change in general? If you came in on time, everybody good?
Yeah, so I'm just saying, I don't want to get into saying the bracha and the tzitzit. So yeah, you don't have to worry about it. You say I have a tawis gadol,
thank you for pointing that out. Right, I can put on my tzitzit in the bathroom because I wear a talis gadol in shul, so I say the bracha and it goes on both. Yeah. Right, if you're wearing tzitzis katan, then you would put on, thank you, that's a fantastic point. I'm actually going to make a note of that for the future, thank you. So with the tzitzis, what you would do is you change your t-shirt in the bathroom, and since you can walk around in a t-shirt outside, you would put on the tzitzis to make a bracha outside. Excellent point. Yeah. Excellent point. You wouldn't make a bracha in the bathroom. Tov. Other halachos that are mentioned here. Se'if Gimel. Just to finish off, at least the clothing. We'll get to shoes next week. Yigdaktik bechalukol lelav sho kidarko sho yafik panimi lachutz. A person should be careful when putting on his or her clothing that they shouldn't be inside out. Halacha lemaase, person should not wear inside out clothing. You just thought that you were being lazy. Now you know you're being over nisr. So a person, if they realize that their clothing is inside out, then the person should change. Again, I keep emphasizing this. It's a min ha-chassidus that Rav Nachman Sol holds is really something that one should follow. But that a person should make sure to change their clothing to be to not be inside out. The Mishnah Berurah also emphasizes this in Sif Katan Bet. V'chein yizar mililbosh shnei malbushim yachad pa'am achad ki kasha l'shichacha. A person should also make sure not to put on two pieces of clothing at the same time. If you're wearing those polo shirts, like not to put on your t-shirt and your polo shirt at the same time. You should put on one beged at a time, whatever beged that may be. And the last thing that
he give a reason?
He doesn't give a halakhic reason. He says that it will make you forgetful. That, I assume, is alpi kabbalah, hashkafa, chassidut, or not chassidut, but hashkafa or kabbalah. Or,
I never understood that.
That's what he says. And last but not least, in terms of things that cause forgetfulness, he says, akori ktav shal gava kever, a person who reads any writing that's on a gravestone, or amistakel bifnei ames, one who looks at the face of a dead person, also mishacheach limudo, will forget his learning. Now that's really frightening, because anytime one goes to a funeral and they see gravestones, it means that because you read the gravestone, you're going to forget stuff. So, says this, Rav Nevensol says, sorry, the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's only an isser to look at writing on a gravestone if it's embossed on the gravestone. Most gravestones have the writing engraved into the stone. That's fine. What he's talking about here is writing that's put on top of the gravestone, that's embossed on the gravestone, that's coming out of the gravestone. That would be kasha l'shichacha, but any gravestones or most gravestones that you would see in a cemetery would all be fine to look at, and they're not going to cause this problem of kasha l'shichacha. That I'm not going to comment on. I'm not holding enough. But anyway, so we'll come back to finish up talking about getting dressed and which way to put on one's shoes on Tuesday.